It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, digging back into the world of music. A happy birthday to Donald Fagen, vocalist, keyboardist with Steely Dan. And he turns 72 years old today. Ricky, don't lose that number, is what we hear from Steely Dan. 9 top 30 hits in the U.S. through their career, mainly in the 70s and early 80s, but reforming in the early 2000s for a few new albums and some touring. Donald Fagen from Steely Dan turns 72 years old today. And if you want an interesting story that I don't really want to tell on the air, you can look up how Steely Dan got their name. One of those stories best told among friends and not over the air of, dozens of radio stations across Michigan. What is good to have on dozens of radio stations across Michigan is Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. You can find him on Twitter at Rep Walberg. Congressman Walberg, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good to be with you. And you just proved that the Hillsdale College isn't a stodgy old place.
That's right. We know all about Steely Dan and how they got their name. We just, just tell our friends about it. Congressman, are you in Washington still?
I'm still in Washington. Yeah, we have a few more votes this morning before ending session for the week.
Are you planning on coming back in the midst of this winter storm we're expecting here?
Well, I hated to hear that forecast. I'm a snow lover, so if it's winter, let's have snow. This rain and sleet and slush and all of that stuff, that's not my cup of tea. And I'm still going to try to keep a bright face with bright eyes and a smile, but it's not what I wanted to hear.
All right, Congressman, let's talk about what happened in the House yesterday, the House voting on a bill to essentially limit the president's options and ability to act in regards to Iran. Tell us exactly what that bill was and what you saw in the debate in the House floor.
Well, it was a bill with no reason and ultimately no authority. After seeing a president who really embodied, Scott, peace through strength, he stood up to Iran instead of sending pallets of cash like the past administration did. In fact, some of those pallets of cash may have been used for the missiles that were sent with no impact following the president doing what he needed to do as president under his Article II powers. And he had all of those powers in place to defend his citizens against enemies, both foreign and domestic. In this case, it was a cockroach terrorist called Soleimani. He is no longer there, including those immediately under him, in a surgical strike that took him out on the road in a car, had no collateral damage, and sent the message that you can push us in various ways. You can take a drone out of the sky. You can capture ships in the Gulf. You can do various other things. But when you touch our citizens, we will respond with an appropriate response. That was what was done. And so it was a shame to see in the midst of all of that, Iran be able to see the United States Congress in a divided fashion try to take away the constitutional authorities as well as legal authorities given under the 2001-2002 AUMF War Powers Act that was not breached in what he did. And then the president wasn't asking to go to war. And this misguided resolution was put forth for political reasons alone to show a temper tantrum against the president who did what he had to do and try to stop him from being reelected in 2020. Scott, that's all it was about. It will have no impact other than saying to Iran, there's a divided government in Washington, but they still remember there is a president, a president who will act on his authority and do what's necessary to secure the safety and security of our country.
Congressman Walberg, on the debate on the floor, I saw Mark Meadows, Congressman Meadows, yesterday speaking after apparently, and I didn't see the Democrat say this, but apparently apologizing to the Iranian people for the killing of Soleimani. Had a House Democrat doing this yesterday. Did you catch that? And was that the kind of the tenor of the other side of the aisle when discussing this resolution?
Not totally, but too much. Using words like "we assassinated him." That was an assassination. You'd have to say in our war efforts, our war fighters that are out there bravely doing what the country has asked them to do, they're assassinating enemies on the battlefield? Not at all. They're carrying out what needs to be done to defend our country. No, we heard that. We heard them suggesting he should have been captured instead of assassinated, that this was a president throwing a temper tantrum. The words that I heard from some of my Democrat colleagues, should not have been uttered in the halls of Congress, of a nation that has stood for peace, yes, through strength, but peace nonetheless. And again, the president wasn't asking to go to war with Iran. Iran was the one that sent the missiles against us and our efforts. Happily, they understood that this president would respond appropriately if they showed themselves taking out American life or significant damage on our property. They didn't do that. Remember, this is a country that sent missiles into Saudi Arabia to the oil fields and their oil facilities and didn't miss. They missed with 16 of their missiles the other night. So all they were doing is trying to show to their people some strength, but not get the tiger mad. And I think their de-escalation now has shown that President Trump did the right thing. And we no longer have to worry about at least a couple key terrorists that were taken out of action forever.
Congressman Wahlberg, we found out yesterday that it is nearly certain, that Iran took down that passenger jet, the Ukrainian airliner, after firing those missiles at U.S. and Iraqi forces. What do you believe should be the next steps here? Is this on the U.S.? Is this on Canada, since that country lost 63 citizens in that crash? How do you see this playing forward now that we have the intelligence reports and, in fact, the video now, too, of a missile, Iranian missile, taking down this passenger jet?
This is an issue for NATO. This is an issue for the UN. This is an issue for Canada, for Great Britain. It's an issue for the Ukraine, of course. America has thankfully had no citizens on that plane. But it's also ought to be a reminder of the world court right now that Iran is a bad actor, and whether they made a mistake thinking it was an American airplane coming in, they should have known that our jets don't fly that slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it was an act of violence perpetrated by this terrorist regime called Iran. And the world court, as it were, ought to take action on it. Number one, we ought to be able to get the black boxes from the planes to ascertain to the best of our ability what happened in the final seconds of what went on. But I think the satellite pictures that the United States has been able to share already has pretty much made it conclusive that this was a missile strike on that plane. And I believe the countries involved most intimately with that ought to be the countries that take the fullest action.
Congressman Tim Wahlberg, we don't have time, but I do want to point people to the Twitter feed, Rep. Wahlberg, to look at the Protect Kids Act, because anytime a Tim Wahlberg and a Bobby Rush get together to introduce legislation, it must be something special. Safeguarding children and their personal data online, the Protect Kids Act, linked at Rep. Wahlberg on Twitter, and I'm sure on your website, too. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, good to be with you. Have a great day.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal. to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.